Blog Talk Radio.
Just as I am, we found one peace.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, my dear beloved, and Advent Thursday evening. Let us offer a word of prayer. The Lord said, where two or three gathered together, he is in the midst, so we know he is here. Welcome again. Let us pray. Father, we just want to thank you for the life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. Most of all, we thank you for the privilege that you have given unto us, that we can come to join at your welcome table, to give you praise and to sing and to read, study your word. Father, without you, we want to thank you. We are asking you to hasten the footsteps of your children so that we can join to have a wonderful time with you tonight. Bless us and keep us, guide us and protect us. Pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon each one of us here. And also, Lord, asking you to forgive all our many sins and our shortcomings, and help us that we will keep our eyes, our mind, our heart, our soul, our whole body fixed upon you. So as we start, Lord, this evening, we ask you, Father, to fill us with your sweet Spirit. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering. In Jesus' loving name we pray with thanksgiving. Welcome again to Advent Health Thursday to every brothers and sisters who joined. We want to welcome those from the Netherlands. We welcome those from Canada. We welcome those from Maryland. We welcome those from Albany, upstate New York. Welcome those from Tennessee, and welcome those from Canada and Jamaica. We all welcome you all, and let us feast with you this evening. God bless you, and thank you for joining. And our opening song, right? I'm going to open the line for our opening song from one of my dear sisters on the line here. And after opening song, we will just go on a line where our scripture passage is taken from Genesis 1, 29, and the last part of 30, and also John 1 to 4, and Revelation 1. We are in the Word. We are in the Bible. Revelation 22, 1, verse 1 to 2. So we are opening the line for a song of your choice. You can sing a song, and then whosoever would like to read, you can put up your hand that I can identify that you are willing to read the scripture passage for us. So I'm going to open this line for our first song here on the line. 518. No. Sorry. I make an error here. Just. Okay. Time for our first song. 518-482 would like you to do our opening song for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Poe.
You are welcome, my dear.
Excuse me, I'm glad to hear your voice. God is good. I will sing of my Redeemer. I will sing that. I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered, from the cords to set me free. Sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story of my lost escape to sin. In his boundless love and mercy, he has ransomed freely gave. I will sing of my Redeemer at his just love to me. On the cross he offered me, let me go and set me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and he loves me. On
John 1:2-4. Your line is open for the second. So you identify yourself that you'd like to read. All right. Can you check your phone? John, third John, 1-4.
You want me to read that?
I saw you put up your hand, so that's the reason why. If you can't, we can do another person to read it. Otherwise, I can do it.
Go
but
ahead,
I saw your hand.
I just got on the line. You want me to read what?
Yes, my dear Sister Phyllis.
Wait a minute. I just got on here. I got the pie. No, I ain't got my glasses.
Okay, I can do it if you and if you want to read
go
it.
Ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it.
Okay. 3 John 1-4 said, encouragement and reproof. The elder unto the well-beloved Gallus, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children settled in the truth. Thank God for his word. God wants us to settle in the truth, right? And God wants us to be prosperous and to be in good health, right? So we have a wonderful God who cares about us. And Revelation 22:1-2 said, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. What a wonderful God we serve. A God we serve that have prepared, provide many, many ways for us, even before we was born. And now we saw before creation, when he created the world, he had provided all these things for us, my dear beloved, and advent life. He had provided the tree for us. He had provided the leaves of the tree and also the fruits and the grain and the nuts on the tree for our meat and the leaves for healing of the nation. Then he went back straight and he said, after he had provided all these wonderful things for his children, his son and daughter, he said, I want you to go out and present this truth to the world and to tell others of what he has provided for us. So he's saying to us, he wants a wish above all things that his children prosper and be in good health, prosper because he gave us the food to eat, he gave us the water to drink, and he gave us food, more grain, nuts, and fruits that we can. And then, my dear beloved, it doesn't stop there. He went into, actually like we are traveling, he gave us the food, he gave us the meat, he gave us the truth to go out there to proclaim. Then he said to us that that tree of life and that river, right, that was flowing right through, now that tree of life, he is going to redeem those that tree of life once more. When he comes for his children, and that is the tree of life in which we go to experience. Remember the Garden of Eden? That was the tree of life. The tree where he gave an instruction to Adam and Eve not to eat from that tree, you know, and they disobeyed, and we saw what happened. But one day soon and very soon, my dear beloved, that tree of life is going to come to us once more. And it will bear 12 manner of fruit. And there yielded its fruit every month. And every month we will have a different fruit. What a wonderful, mighty Father we have. A Father who promised that he will provide for his children. So I just want to thank God. And my dear beloved, this is the truth that he wants us to study and to know and to place within our frontal lobe, in our mind, you know, that we can carry this health message to the world. And this health message is free of charge, cost, no funds for it, God's free health plan. And he has given unto us 8 laws of health, just as we got the 10 commandments to guide us and to lead us into righteousness. The eight laws of it combined so that we can know that he has given us new start. As a new start in each of every one of us lives here, we can just have make something new, right? By changing our diet, that we have proper nutrition, by exercise, by drinking enough water, clear crystal water, by enjoying the sunshine that he has given unto us, where we can get vitamin D from the sunshine, by temperance, you know, that everything that we do, we be temperate in doing it, right? And the air, fresh air, my dear beloved, we enjoy the fresh air, right? We breathe in the body air and we enjoy the fresh air, right? Then our rest, he gave us a wonderful rest day, Sabbath, right? Not for us to by sleeping, right? He gave us the day that we should rest, right? And get good rest. And when we get good rest and we abide by those laws, he will allow us to be healthy. Healthy living. Well, we heard at a place in California that we have the longest liver, the Seventh-day Adventist people in California. They live the longest, you know, they ride their bicycle, they walk, and they are strong. So God wants us, right? And the trust in God. That is the eight laws of health that the Lord gave us. And now is the time, my dear beloved. We know that you guys want ready to share some of the wonderful, wonderful the benefit that you guys have been using from the herb, the leaf, the tree, and all these things. If you want to share some of it that you have been using to boost your immune system and not only to help yourself as we are coming up into the cold season. You know, this is a flu season. We are in snow in New York City and all over it's cold. So now is the time that you have all these health reform message and remedy that you can use. So now is the time I will give you the chance, the opportunity, my dear beloved, put up your hand that you can share some of these things that you have been using to boost your immune system. I'm going to start open the line now with your time. Thank you for listening and also thank you for joining. 225-337, your line is now open.
Yes, Sister Power. I want to tell my sisters and brothers, I know you don't understand about the leaves and the trees, everybody. I just pray that the Lord will give you encouragement. And Sister Power, I just want to let my sisters and brothers know, if they can pick up them a book that got herbs, and if and most of the time the herbs, it has every herb in the book. And when you look at this book, I have a book from Frontiers, and this wholesale catalog, you can get it also. It's Frontier Co-op wholesale catalog. And just to let my brothers and sisters know, it has every herb in here. And these herbs, as the Bible says, is for the healing of the nation. These leaves, all these herbs come from a tree. Don't you know, sisters and brothers, a tree have the leaves and even the bark of the tree. You can take that bark, some of the leaves like burdock. Burdock is a bark. And you can, and it also, the leaves are good too. And I use burdock on my hair. And I also take it for internal, for other things. And you can use this, sisters and brothers. And I'm telling you, instead of going to the doctor for a cold or even the flu, the COVID, you take these things, the onion, the garlic, all these things. That will help your body heal if you would just. Sometimes you can Google this stuff also and you can get it. But what I was trying to share with you, get you a book And these books got every herb. Sister Zimbra, I'm looking at my book now, and I wanted to share this with each and every one. Get you a herbal book, and it got all the lists in here. And then you can just go and find what it's for. Say, for instance, like chamomile. Chamomile helps you sleep. It helps you relax you. They got other things that help do the same thing. But chamomile is one that you can give to the children to help them sleep better. And all of this, when you sleep better, function better. So, Sister Power, I believe that's all I'm going to share. But my main thing, I got to show this to Sister Brenda or get her a book. The main thing I want to share with you, sisters and brothers, get you a catalog, and it's going to show you all of the herbs. And when you see the herbs, you read on each one of those herbs, and you choose which one is good for your health. Now, we're not, like Sister Stephan said, disclaimer, we're not telling you that these herbs is going to do everything for your health, but we are telling you this helps. That's why God gave it to us. It aids your health. So please, as I'm going to keep encouraging people to get them a catalog. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. I mean, Sister Power, for opening my line and I can share that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for joining and also sharing about this book. And you know what? All we can do is we can text the number of the book number to our dear beloved that they can go for themselves, get that book, and really ask for guidance, and they can identify these herbs that will help. So I just want to thank you, my dear beloved, for sharing. All right? 843-206, your line is open. You can tell your name and where you're calling from, and also time for you to share your...
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. This is Sister Tymiko from Florida, and I'm so grateful to be here tonight on the health message line, which the health message is the right arm of the gospel. And I definitely want to share my healthy food tip, which is about healthy foods. And it's called resemble. Healthy foods do resemble the body part. And it says tomatoes are a superfood for the heart and the blood. And like the human heart, the tomato is red and has four chambers. A shell walnut looks like a little brain with a left and right hemisphere, upper cerebellums, lower cerebellums, and even the wrinkles and folds of the neocortex. We now know that walnuts are great brain food, and the kidney beans were named thus because they look so much like the human organ, and they actually do help heal the kidneys and maintain their function. A slice of a carrot looks much like a pupil iris and radiating lines of the human eye. Of course, the science has demonstrated that carrots improve eye function. Celery. The celery and rhubarb look just like bones and each help bone strength. Bones are 23% sodium, and so are celery and rhubarb. If you don't have enough sodium in your diet, the body pulls it from the bones, making them weak. These foods replenish the skeleton needs of the body. And the next one is eggplant. Eggplant and avocados resemble the womb and cervix. Research shows when a woman eats one avocado a week, it balances her hormones, sheds unwanted birth weight, and prevents cervical cancer. Amazingly, it takes actually 9 months for an avocado to grow from blossom to ripen fruit. So these are the healthy foods that resemble the body part. It seems like God might have given us visual clues to identify what parts of the body that many different fruits and vegetables benefit. So I just wanted to share that with my beloved brothers and sisters. And I thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. God bless you all, and please keep us all in prayer We need prayer, more prayer, more power. Love you all. Happy Health Thursday.
Yes.
Bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for sharing, right? And all these benefits we can gain from eating the simple food. And you know what? We can find some of these food at the supermarket. We also find some in the garden that we plant, right? And we are asking you, Lord, every one of us, let us use up these healthy food that will boost our immune system. I can say, my dear beloved, we have here with us one of our little grandson, our old grandson. He is a farmer, and I am telling you, he is farming some green bananas. He's farming some celery. He's farming some pepper, cayenne pepper that we are enjoying the cayenne pepper, right? And also, some pop chow. He's planting some pop chow. He has a wonderful little garden. And sometimes he fed me, right, with all these little vegetables from his garden, some okras, green, fresh, coming straight from the car garden without any chemical. So I'm so thankful. And right now he is here, so he's just going to bring greeting. His name is Kevin. Just a minute, Kevin. Just welcome your brethren from the state, and just let them know what you are doing. Short, just a teacher's minute.
Yeah, good night, good night. Blessing the Nile Famer. Yes, the farmer is passing through. Yes, yes. Blessings, yes. And giving thanks for this wonderful day. You can somebody is drawing near. Yeah, so they're giving a little thumbs up. Yeah, on Thursday night. Yeah. So giving thanks.
Okay. All right. The farmer is giving thanks and welcome his brothers and his sisters and from overseas. So he's giving thanks, God is so good. Because when we really find that young men, is in the farm, boy, you have to work, you have to work hard to see them. And, the farm is not a clean office job. The farmers that are there digging the field, their clothes are dirty, their hands are tough, to hold those machetes and also the digger, right? So God is good, God is great. So I'm going to open this line. Oh, no. Oh, yes, she was here waiting. Just give me a little chance, my dear beloved, because we want everyone to participate this evening. I have a full house with me. God is good. 518-482. Your line is open, a teacher's minute, that we can come, that I give the chance, opportunity for everyone to share, and that we can go into the message, because we want to be temperance.
Okay,
518-482, your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. I would just give nothing new that we don't know, but we have so much to thank the Lord for giving us all these recipes. We shouldn't be sick if we go according to the rules of the laws of health. This evening, I just want to speak about, what am I going to, everybody know about the acne, right? Jamaica acne. Do you know that Jamaica acne lower blood sugar? Zinc, calcium, fiber, and it helps with the immune system. Did you know that? If you have sugar, be careful, because acne contains what? Cholesterol. Yes, it increases your cholesterol. They are high in fat.
Okay.
I won't bring any more this evening. That's my contribution to the health program this afternoon. God bless you all. Keep healthy. Thank you.
Thank you, sister.
Amen. Amen, sister Continelli. Sister Continelli, thank you for sharing. Sister Continelli, our Jamaica favorite dish, right?
Yeah.
Is what? Haki, right? That is the favorite dish in Jamaica, Haki. And our dear sister is saying that it have contain
sugar.
And also, we have to be careful how we eat it. Now, everything we eat, we have to be mindful what it is. Even though it may be good, you know, we have to be temperance in what we do. So we just want to thank you for sharing that to us, Sister Cancinelli. Right, so we're going to open this line now, going after 985209. Thank you all for waiting. Your line is open. Just give me a little chance. We're having a teacher minute, my dear beloved, that everyone can share. I don't want to leave out no one tonight. So I'm going on my time. Your line is open, 985-209. Your line is open.
My name is Sister Phyllis Williams, and I'm from Houma, Louisiana. And for y'all pray for me. I'm praying for y'all, and I'm singing this song. Let me see how it goes. Song I can sing. Without God, I can do nothing. Without him, it's like a ship without a sail. Commanding, depending on Jesus. Without him, I will fail. Without a doubt, he is my Savior. Without him, I will fail. Without God, I can do nothing. Without him, it's like a ship without a sail. Commanding, depending on Jesus. Without him, I will fail. Without a doubt, he is my Savior. Without him, I will fail. Amending, depending on Jesus. Without him, I will fail. Without God, I can do nothing. Without him, I will fail. And that's what I want to sing tonight. And I'm praying for y'all, but I got to tell y'all that God is sure enough good, because I was so sick for a couple of days, couldn't walk or nothing. But God, I prayed for myself, and God healed my body. And I thank the
Amen.
Lord in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. I thank him, and I feel real good now. Real
Amen.
Good. And I thank y'all, and y'all pray for me, and I'll pray for y'all. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Phyllis, for coming, joining, singing. Without God, we is like a ship of a sail, right? Without God, we cannot do nothing, my dear sister. And your testimony proved that you have faith in God,
that you were not feeling well a few days, and you go down to your Father Jesus, who said, I wish about Sister Philip you prosper and be in good health. And he heard your cry, and he answered your prayer. God is so good. He is worthy to be praised, my dear beloved. Thank you for sharing. Without God, we cannot do nothing. So we just want to give God thanks for that, right? 240-988, your line is open, my dear beloved. I'm giving everyone a chance. So be patient with me. I have a full house. So I am just taking my time moving down the line. You know, 240, your line is open. Can you tell your name? And where you're calling from, God is good.
Howdy do, beloved. This is Steffi calling from the Maryland area. I just want to thank God, Sister Phyllis, you bless my heart. You bless my soul with that song because you're absolutely right. Without God, we can't do anything. We can't do nothing, and we are nothing. And so I went to 2 appointments. Came back, was in the store in Staples. There's so much stuff going on. Left out of the store. This is holiday season. The store is packed. Left out of the store without my pocketbook. Came home to jump on the line. Realized, I'm like, where's my pocketbook? So I had to go back into the store. And God is so good. It was covered. It was shielded. Nobody knew where it was. I went and I told the lady. I said, excuse me. She said, wait a minute. I said, I don't need you to come. I just need you to turn your head. I said, I came back from my pocketbook. She said, oh, my goodness. I'm glad you found it. I'm glad it was still there. So I just want to thank God for his grace, his mercies, his loving kindness. I'm with you. I finished 2 of my classes. I won't start the next one until next year. So I'm here to be with you all tonight. Thank you for your prayers. They both went successful. The enemy is busy, but God is victorious in all situations. So thank you so much. Continue to pray for me. Continue to lift my family up in prayer as I lift you up in prayer as well. Amen?
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Stephanie. What a wonderful testimony and praise. God secure that pocketbook that you went. Oh, man, you went back and that pocketbook was there. My dear beloved, God is so good to his children. So I just want to give God thanks for that. Yes, my dear beloved, welcome again to everyone on this line. And I'm opening the line 1-1. Please to be brief that I can go to everyone, that we can go into the message and, you know, have a good time in the Lord. Just be brief, my dear beloved. 518-650. Your line is open.
Good afternoon, everybody. Sister Paris, thank you for opening my line.
Amen.
You know, I have to. God is good. He's a mighty God. I just want to praise him. I just want to lift him up. I just want to give him thanks. In spite of everything, God is good. I have nothing to complain about. All I have to do is thank you, Lord. Give him all the honor, the glory, the praise that is due unto his holy name. Please pray for me and my family while I pray for you. I have to sing my little song. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, where the blood of the Grace, God's grace that will pardon and cleanse. Grace that is greater than all our sin. Sin and despair like the sea waves hold, threaten the soul with infinite loss. Grace that is greater, yes, grace untold, for to the refuge the mighty cross. Grace, God's grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, God's grace that is greater than all our sin. marvelous, infinite, matchless grace, freely bestowed on all who believe yonder. You that are longing to see his face, will you this moment his grace receive? Restless, God's grace, present, pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sins. And I want to read 20 verse 24. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And Titus 2 verse 11, for the grace that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. O Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, I just want to thank you for your keeping care, for your tender mercy. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for bringing me about, and thank you for bringing me back, O God, so that I can come on this prayer line. Lord, when I think of your goodness and all you have done for me, Lord, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving me, for giving me help, for giving me strength, for giving me life. Lord, from the moment I wake up, O God, until I lay my head to rest, Lord, I will sing of your goodness. I will talk of your goodness. I will magnify you, Lord, and I will praise you because your name is worthy to be praised. Lord, be with each and every one of us on this prayer line. Oh God, we need your healing. We need your cleansing. We need your purging, oh God. We need your anointing. Please anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Create in us clean heart, dear Father, and renew right spirit within us. Oh God, cast us not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with your free spirit. Each one of us on this line, Lord, each one of us on this line along with our families, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our brothers and our sisters, all our family, Lord, we put them before you this evening. They are unworthy and holy and done nothing good, God. But, Lord, we give them to you because they are yours. Lead them in the path of righteousness, O God. Help them to come close to you, Lord, to give their heart and their life, them all that they had to you, because, Jesus, we need our family to be saved. Lord, we do not want to leave them behind. We need them to be saved. We need to see them in your kingdom with us, O God. So, Lord, help us, O God, to be humble, to be kind, to be true, to do what you commissioned us to do. Into your hand we leave everything tonight. Take over, Lord. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father Jesus, we will speak, or whatever the speaker speak. Let it not be seen and let it not be heard from him, but let it come from your throne. Lord, continue to magnify and to cleanse us and to heal us, to touch us, O God, to rebuke, to remove, and to destroy everything that is unlike you from us, and wash us into your cleansing blood. Lord, thank you for what you have been doing, what you're doing now, what you continue to do. Lord, we are waiting on your presence. We are waiting on your love, your mercy, your guidance, your protection. So keep us from the hand of the enemy, O God. Wrap your loving arms around us. Be with all the workplaces, O God. I'm asking you to be with all the workers. O Lord, be with all the hospitals, the nursing homes, the teachers' apartment. Be with all the doctors and nurses, the caretakers, O God, and all those who go to and fro. Lord, continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done. Let everything be done according to your will. I pray and I give you thanks. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, we thanksgiving, Lord. Heal the sick, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive and freely you give, dear Lord. Thank you. Thank you for everything. I pray and I give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister.
Barnaby for a song and also for your prayer. God is so good. Yes, my dear beloved, we are asking, opening this line. Please, we ask you to be brief for us. 985-647, your line is open. We're giving you guys a teacher's name.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just thank God for today, watching over us last night and waking us up this morning. I thank him for his many blessings. I would like to read it, devotion prayer. Dear Lord, we are thankful for your presence on long days of work. We will use our profit as you see fit and will raise your name for the plentiful blessings you have bestowed upon us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And just thank God for his wonderful word that we use to go by and to make our life a pleasant life. And we just thank God for his words, encouraging words. And just thank God for each and every one of us on this prayer line tonight. And thank God for all those wonderful words and songs they've sung tonight. And we just thank God for the prayer line that we are having tonight. And everybody's on the prayer line. Everybody that's going to be joining. We thank God for all of us. And we're still in the land of the living. And it's the end of December. So we just thank God. God bless each and every one of y'all. I just ask for prayer for my dearest friend that's still in the hospital in the coma. She's 68, and she hasn't responded yet. And I just pray that it's whatever, God's will, it'll be done. And I just pray for our Denmark family, Salic Nation, all of Sister Power Missionary, Sister Carla Missionary, and all the rest of the family on this prayer line that has missionary work. And I'm praying for they stay traveling, Mercy, and all the sick and homeless. And just thank God for each and every one of us. So God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, hello, this is Brother John. I'm from Louisiana. I'd like to give God the praise, too. And just like to thank Jesus for coming to earth and giving us guidance and teaching us the way, showing us the way. And you know, instilling faith in us, guiding us, and helping us to understand how it should be, you know, how we should live our life, and teaching us how to be strong and hold on, and just goes on and on, you know. When Jesus came here, he taught many things, and like I said, the words of the Bible, and he blessed us with this prayer line, too, to teach us and show us the way. Thankful for this prayer line too, you know, and just had to give a lot of thanks out just now. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Brother John and Sister Brenda, praising God and giving thanks to God for what he has been doing in their life, putting brothers and sisters that they can come together and join, that we can join and to share God's word and to testify of his goodness and to know that we are being obedient to God, to follow Israel. I just want to tell you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, just as I met you, how we met you in Louisiana, and we saw how you guys were on the battlefield working for the Lord, praising God. We were in one space, and I can say surely, Brother John and Sister Brenda, You have a testimony to testify to the world. And in your life, you will testify and show others how God is good. So, Sister Brenda, we do remember and praying for your friend who is in the hospital with a coma. We remember an Advent Light, my dear beloved, right here, I can tell you. Brother John was in coma for quite a while. And Advent Light brothers and sisters from all over the place go down to the Lord in prayer and see Brother John now. And Sister Brenda can testify what God has done. So it is in God's hand. And if God will, that he will raise up your friend from off that bed of affliction, he will. Let us keep praying. And tonight we will lift up your friend again. And daily, minutely in your closet, please, brothers and sisters, remember Sister Brenda's friend in prayer. Thank you again, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming and sharing these wonderful prayers to each and every one of us. Yes, my dear, we're going, drawing near to go in prayer. And then the next voice you will hear after is the speaker, in which we thank God that she's here with us tonight. God is so good. He's so great. And we know he's worthy to be praised. I have another line here that I'm going to open. I just give me a little chance, let I see that individual may come. Okay. 857-505, your line is open. Amen. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, come to our prayer, and we just thank everyone for sharing. And then there was somebody speaking a while ago. I could not hear. It was blurry, but we just want to thank everyone tonight. And now, my dear beloved, I must say that God is good. He is great. He's worthy to be praised. And this is the time we are going in prayer. The next voice you will hear, right, is Sister Stephanie, who will be presenting the message. But before we go into prayer, we have with us the quote here about Health Reform Thursday. And it said, health is a blessing which few appreciate. Many eat at all hours regardless of the laws of health. They gloom cover the mind. How can men be honored with divine enlightenment when they are so reckless in their habits, so inattentive to the light which God has given in regard to these? Life is only choice, which God alone can enable us to keep and to use of his glory. But he who formed the wonderful structure of the body will take special care to keep it in order if men do not work at cross purposes with him, OFC 228. So we know, as we started our devotion this evening, we have started it with a song. We started it with the reading of God's word, where we saw what God has done, and also God who cares about us by wishing us in the truth and want us to be prosperous, and also providing us again with the tree of life. So God is so good. I will just share my little point before I go in prayer. My dear beloved, yesterday we went to the Red Hills Basic School, where we serve nearly 100 children and also their teachers from each classes. And my dear, those little children, they are so precious, my dear. When you look at them, those were the children that Jesus lifted in his arms. And he looked into their face and he saw the love that they all have, that he placed them to us, that if we become as like these little children, you know, we will enter into the kingdom of heaven. So they were so happy receiving us. Myself and sister and few sisters went. And today we went to the Padmore Seventh-day Adventist Basic School there with the children. We serve over 40 children and our church children who was not at school. So we are blessed, and I thank God for prayer. Also thank God for my dear beloved sisters and brothers from Advent Light, who I am telling you, with this project that we are doing here, we all are doing it together. We thank every brothers and sister from Advent Light who have been praying and who have been supporting this mission in this project. And I just want to give God thanks, because I know that is only God can do it. So thank you all for prayer. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you, Lord, for to be there. Even though you are not there, your heart, your mind, your fun is there, and we are moving. So we give God all the praise that due to him. So I just ask you all to remember to give God the praise and testify to God, others, what God have been doing through you all. Thank you again. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for this sweet fellowship. We thank you for every brothers and sister who join on Advent Life, dear Father, from the Netherlands and all over the world, Canada, Philippines, and all over the world. We also thank you for our brothers and sisters who are here with us every evening, sharing, Lord, and giving thanks and praise for what you have done. Lord, now we come before you with all these various requests. These requests, Lord, have reached to you in the most holy sanctuary. You know them. There are some unspoken requests, so we place them in your hand. We thank you for forgiveness of sin. We thank you, dear Father, for providing with us food, shelter, clothing, peace of mind to share your words, Lord. to others, that we can tell them that we have a loving Savior who gone to prepare a place for us and that he promised to come again to receive. We thank you for everything that you have been doing in our lives and that we can know that we have a Savior who cares and wish above all things that his our children will prosper and be in good health. And he loved to hear when his children settled in the truth. So we thank you. We present and lift up Sister Barnaby here to you. I know heard our song singing, and I know, dear Lord, she was coming down with something. But, dear Father, you are the great physician. You are the healer. You are the sympathizing Jesus. And just as all the woman with the issue of blood was moved and touched by you by faith, and she was healed, I place my dear sister to you this evening. I ask you, Lord, to touch her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, and let your will be done in her life as your determination is follow and to serve you. So I place her in your hand. I lift up Sister Phyllis, Lord, on this line, Lord, who have the confidence and faith that she knows that you have touched her sin, her body, and you have allowed her to be made whole. And she can't do nothing without you. So I want to thank you. So I know, Lord, Sister Brenda and Brother John, as they place at their friend, you know her name, at the bedside. No, Lord, dispatch your angels at her bedside. Although she's in the coma, dear Lord, I know you can lift her by just looking on her. She cannot touch you. She cannot do anything, Lord, physically, but spiritually in her mind and her heart, Lord, she can ask you, Father. So we, on behalf of her, present her to you. We saw you have worked, Lord, and what you have done by healing on this line and doing miracle on this line. So we place her in your care. Bless Stephen, Lord. Keep him as he's coming from work. Guide him. Thank you that he was able to stop so that he can listen to your word. Father, we thank you. We present the person who will be, Lord, your speaker this evening. Lord, cover her under your blood. Use her mightily that she will present your word of truth to her so that we will retain it and also share with others. The speaker, Lord, those who have their various requests, Lord, you know, unspoken, we lift them up to you. Bless us, keep us, and guide us and protect us, we pray. In Jesus' loving name, with thanksgiving. Amen, amen. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time for us to get the word. I'm going to open the line for the speaker 240. Everyone know who the speaker is, our dear beloved Sister Stephanie, who is here to present the word, 240-988. Your line has been opened. God bless. Thanks.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. And thank you, everyone, for praying for me. I can always feel the prayers of the righteous. I can always feel. James 5:16 says, when we confess our what? Our faults one to another, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Heavenly Father, we bow before you. We just want to linger just a tad bit longer. I thank you, God, for the experience, Lord, that you have given me, Lord. I thank you for the trials and the tribulation, Lord. I thank you where the road was rough, but I knew that it was because of you and God alone I was able to survive and be here tonight. You're good. You're great. You're worthy to be praised. I pray that as the message is getting ready to be presented, Lord, you will touch my lips. Remove anything from me that is not in line with you, Lord. I'm begging you, forgive me of anything that I've done that is not right in your sight, so that the message that you have, these prayers that we're asking, Lord, will come up to you, Lord, and you will answer according to your will. Lord, we bless your name. Give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so I'm going to touch on a couple. We're going to be reading from the Ministry of Healing. We know that tonight is the Advent Light Health Thursday, Health Reform Thursday. And we know that God is good. He's great. He's worthy to be praised. I'm going to start off by sharing that, you know, many times we go through ailments, and many times we prevent the healing of our bodies because two things, right? We don't have faith that God is, well, actually, I want to say three. We don't have faith that God can do what he says he's going to do, okay? So we're lacking in our faith. The next one is we don't believe, and all of these things connected with each other. We don't believe in God's truth, right? And then the last one, why we do not get the healing that we have, that God has in store for us, is the fact that we are unforgiving. Can you believe that? We are unforgiving. And so when we don't forgive, it impacts our health. And why am I saying that? Let's go into the Lord's Prayer. Let's go into the Lord's Prayer. All right, so get your writing utensils. All right, and we're going to go into in Matthew, the Lord's Prayer, and we're going to look at that briefly, and then we're going to dive into Mind Cure. And I know I might have read it on here with you many times, but this is something that has been carrying me through. And as I know that many of us are being inflicted with disease, many of us are being inflicted with aches and pains that we know are being inflicted on our body as we think about Job by the enemy. Amen. But let's look at some of the things that we can do and some of the things that we're doing that is also causing these ailments on us. And what are we able to do to be able to overcome? All right. And so it says, sorry, let me get this. So I'm in Matthew 6, and I'm going to start from verse 9. Start from verse 9. It says, let me start from verse 6. It says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee only. Verse 7 says, but when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Verse 8 says, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before ye ask him. And verse 9 says, after this manner, herefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Verse 10 says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us, verse 11, this day our daily bread. And listen, listen, beloved. Verse 12 says, and forgive us our debts. As we do what? Forgive our debtors. I'm going to read that again. Verse 12 says, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. So if we do not forgive, we will not be forgiven. And God is going to forgive us in the same manner that we forgive others. Amen. And verse 13 says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And I'm going to come back again with verse 14. Whenever you have these repetition, God wants to tell us something. Repetition deepens the impression of the soul, right? So listen again in verse 14. It says, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, what? Your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
So why is forgiveness important? What happened when we have someone has done something to us and we're mad, we're upset, I will never forgive them? But do you know that that impacts your health? And not only your health, it impacts how God forgives you. Did you all realize that? It forfeits how God forgives you. So if you are having some issues with individuals, you have some grudge in your heart, you are mad with somebody. When we're mad, when we're angry, listen to this, it dries up the bone. It dries up the bone and it allows us to become susceptible to ailments and to disease. I want you to just meditate on that for a moment. Many times we're not getting what we ask for because we have not done right. We have not forgiven. We don't have that forgiving spirit. And so God cannot answer that prayer. To bestow healing upon us, to bestow peace upon us fully. Amen? So I'm going to go into reading from the Ministry of Healing, and then I'm going to go into Mind Cure because I don't know. You know, I've shared this, and then that's my testimony. I've been sharing with individual that back in March, I was not able to walk for a moment. I was on, literally, I had to be carried. Then I ended up on the crutches. But God is so good. He is great. But here's the thing. I believe that God told me that he wished above all things that I may prosper. My soul will prosper and I will be in good health. I believe that. And so those were the things that I was quoting, the scriptures that I was gleaning to and say, God, this is what you told me. The power of the will. So those are the two pieces that I'm going to be jumping on today. All right? So let's go into it. I'm going to start by the knowledge received through God's word. Right? We get the knowledge for healing. We get the knowledge for peace. We get the knowledge for financial blessing. We get the knowledge from God through his what? Through his word. Okay? So it says, the opening of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding. The opening of thy word giveth light. Giveth understanding. The whole Bible is a what? Is a revelation. Sister Tamiko coined it B-I-B-L-E, right? That's the book for me. And she says the basic instruction before leaving earth. Basic instruction. So if we can't, what's the word I'm looking for? If we can't grasp, right? If we can't follow, if we can't soak in, if we can't absorb the word of God so that it, you know, I taught my kids, we were talking about the senses and the brain and how our body thinks, right? And in our bodies, we have millions and billions of nerves that connect to our bodies, you know, from our the organs, from all of our senses to the brain, and those nerves tell the brain, this is what you need to do with your eyes, this is what you need to do with your mouth, right? If we are not absorbed, if we are not in the word, we cannot get the knowledge that God has in store for us so that we are able to be fortified. We are able to get healing. We are able to dance even in the storm. Why? Because the word is medicine to our bones. Have you ever been upset and you pick up God's word? Are you the same after you finish reading God's word? Try it, beloved. I'm telling you, I'm on the battlefield every day.
right? And I see, you know, yesterday I had a moment. Let me tell you this, because God is still working on me. I don't know about you, but he's still working on me. And so yesterday we had a little mishap where they changed the schedule that we normally have. And as educators, we're supposed to get a certain amount of break throughout the week, throughout the day. And so they changed the schedule that day, right? And I didn't get the memo, you know what I mean? And so the announcement came on the intercom, and it says, you know, something like this. The administrator said, you know, check the WAG because it's changing. The WAG is the newsletter. And so I went ahead and I checked it. And it had a new schedule on it. I click on the new schedule. It said, okay, my kids are supposed to be going to media at 10:15. That was what my brain registered. However, apparently that wasn't the right one, even though it was on the in the WAG. And so anyway, I was like, okay, so when it was the time, the 10:15, I said to my, no, 10:14, 10:13, I said to the kids, line up because we weren't going too far. So when I was going, taking my kids, I saw one of the other specialists, and he was like, oh, yeah, special is over. I said, what? He was like, yeah, they changed it. And I was like, wait a minute now. You know, so at the time, I was like, what in the world? You know what I mean? And so as I was walking my kids to where they need to go, I saw the person who was supposed to get them with the change. And I overheard her saying that to one of the other teachers, like, well, you know, I said, well, I thought I was supposed to go to media. She said, well, you're supposed to come to me. Listen to this, beloved. The kids were supposed to go to her at 10:15. When I was bringing my kids, she said that the kids were supposed to go to her at 9:30. When I was bringing my kids, it was now about 10:18. So that means you went 30 minutes, another 45 minutes, about 50 minutes, not having the kids. Let's think about the rational thing that you would have done, beloved. What would you have done if you know that you're supposed to be receiving of these children, but they didn't come to you after 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes? What would you have done, right? And so I'm hearing different things. I'm hearing your thoughts. I can't read your mind. But in asking people, one of the things you could have done was buzz the office and say, can you buzz and tell her to bring the kids down, number one. Number two is you could have called me, pick up the phone and call me. Number three is you could have walked yourself around to the room and said, wait a minute, you know that you had a change? None of that occurred. So here I am now. I'm literally, I've not used the bathroom. I'm like, okay, you know what? This is crazy. And I knew certain things, you know, when you're in like that spiritual warfare, like y'all are doing this like deliberately. And so I was like, what in the world? I said, you know what? This is ridiculous. I did. I was highly perturbed. I was like, this is ridiculous. You know what I mean? These schedules are being changed constantly. We're classroom teachers, right? So I'm working with my kids that are struggling, try to get them to read, try to get them, you know, to improve upon their academic deficits, right? And you all are outside of the classroom making these decisions, not considering the educator. And I was some kind of way. I was like, you know, this is just absolutely ridiculous. You know, and so listen to this, beloved. This is when I know that there's a God. Remember I told you before that they gave me, quote, unquote, in their minds, they think they gave me the kids that were the most challenging. They, quote, unquote, they're deemed to be problematic. They're low. But did you know those kids turned to me and they were like, you know what? Miss Powell, just calm down. Breathe. Okay? It is going to be okay. This is what the kids said to me. I said, you know what? You all are absolutely right. In my moment, I was like, God, look at you. You allow these kids that they were deemed to be problematic to be giving me counsel, the teacher. And I was like, you know what? You're right. You're right. But I was perturbed, you know, where I was like, this is ridiculous. The kids need a break. I needed a break. I need to use the bathroom. And the kids were like, it's going to be okay. They were counseling me. They finally sent somebody to my room like 40 minutes later. And I went, you know, got my bathroom break, you know, got a like breather, whatever, mental break, whatever. And when I came back, they were like, oh, you're looking much better.
You're feeling much better, aren't you? I said, yeah. And I said, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being kind to me, for being caring to me. I told him, I said, I have to go to the calming center, the calming lounge, because I was just like, I couldn't believe, you know, what was going on. And so this morning I went in and I said to them, you know, I just want to say thank you. I thank you so much for caring about me. I thank you so much for giving me the counsel, telling me that it was going to be okay, and for using, telling me, use a strategy, calm down, breathe, it's going to be okay. And they were like, you know what they said to me? You know, that's okay, but we learn from the best. We learn from you. And I was like, oh, you all are so kind, so nice. I was just on my face because let me tell you, these children are watching. They're watching. And they were able to say, you're not going to get out of character. You're going to calm down. These are 8-year-olds. Don't the Bible said a child shall lead the way?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, beloved, I was hot. I was like, what in the world? I mean, what is going on? Why couldn't y'all come and tell me this doesn't make any sense? And these little children, because I don't like to call them babies because they're not, these little children said to me, calm down, it's going to be okay. And when I went back, because I had to thank them, I had to let them know that they were using sound judgment, right? I had to let them know that they were using sound judgment, and they were able to help me through this foolishness. And they were like, oh, you know, we learned from the best. We learned from you. So I'm saying this to say, what the devil has meant for bad, God is going to use it and turn it around. Whatever you're going through, for good. Amen? Amen. And so, oh, let me tell you another thing. So I was in, I saw my assistant principal, and I was bringing my kids to the, you know, to lunch in the cafeteria, and he was doing duty. And I was telling them, it was Monday, because we had a snow day Monday. God gave me a hookup. Let me tell you, I prayed for that snow day. I was exhausted. I was tired because it was my last day to end my class for this semester. And I was up doing the work and everything, a little bit intemperate, a whole lot intemperate. So I was getting ready to do my work. So when I went to bed, I was tired. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I need a reprieve. And I prayed. And let me tell you, did you know that we got snow? We had snow on the ground, enough snow for them to give us a two-hour delay. And I was like, oh, my goodness, bless God. He hears us. He knows what we stand in need of. The little things matter to him. Amen. And so I was giving God praise for that, you know what I mean, for that two-hour delay that helped me to finish up what I needed to finish up and kind of get a mental rest, right? And so I am there, and I'm like, you know, moving around. And so they were like, oh, are we going to go outside? I said, no, we can't go outside because the snow is on the ground. So they were like, well, you know what? I want to go outside so that I could throw some snowballs at you. I said, really? You going to throw some snowballs at your teacher? I said, that's what you want to do. They were like, we want to go outside and play. I said, we cannot do that now. So when we were going to the cafeteria, I was sharing. I was like, yeah, they asked me. They love the cold outside. They want me to go outside because they want to throw a snowball at me. So the principal was like, yeah. I said, yeah, some of them actually said it. So then I said, you know that's what they're thinking, right? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Did you know he came over me? He came to me. This is the assistant principal. And he said to me, huh, I see that you're a student of the word. I said, bless God. Okay? We have to make sure not only are we saying, but we're conducting and we're carrying ourselves in that manner. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. We're not. And we need to recognize when we are not, and we need to ask for repentance. As I ask the kids, I thank you so much for being there for me and for helping me get through this moment, because I was experiencing a moment. But they were able to help me. We need some good friends around us too, right? Right? I think it is Galatians 6:2. We are to bear each other's burden. We need some good people around us that can give us good counsel. And those kids were giving me great counsel. Amen? And so we continue. It says, the whole Bible is a revelation of the glory of God in Christ. Receive, believe, obey. What, didn't I not say that? These are things that we have to do in order to get the healing, in order to experience God. Let me dive into it. It is the great instrumentality
in the transformation of character. I'm going to read that again. Receive, believe, obey. It is the great instrumentality in the transformation of character. It is the grand stimulus, the constraining force that quickens the physical and mental and spiritual powers and direct the life into right channels. The reason why the youth and even those of mature years, so if you fall in one of these categories, we're talking to you, I'm talking to myself, are so easily led into temptation and sin is that they what? Do not study the word of God and meditate upon it as they should. The lack of firm, decided willpower, which is manifest in life and character, results from neglect of the sacred instruction of God's word. I'm going to read that again. The lack of firm, decided willpower, which is manifest in life and character, results from neglect. Sister Paul, I'm hearing some background noise. Results from neglect of the sacred instruction of God's word. They do not, by earnest effort, direct the mind to that which would cure holy thought and divert it from that which is impure and untrue. There are few who choose the better part, who sit at the feet of Jesus, as did Mary. Let me go back and read that again. I'm switching the page. All right, it says, there are few who choose the better part, who sit at the feet of Jesus, as did Mary, to learn of the divine teacher. Few treasure his words in the heart and practice them in the life. The truth of the Bible receive will uplift mind and soul. If the word of God were appreciated as it should be, both young and old possess an inward rectitude, a strength of principle that would enable them to resist temptation. Let men teach and write the precious things of the Holy Scriptures. Let the thought, the aptitude, the keen exercise of brain power be given to the study of the thoughts of God. Study not the philosophy of man's conjectures, but study the philosophy of him who is truth. No other literature can compare with this in value. The mind that is earthly finds no pleasure in contemplating the word of God, but for the mind renewed by the Holy Spirit, divine beauty and celestial light shine from the sacred page. That which to the earthly mind was a desolate wilderness, to the spiritual mind becomes a land of living streams. The knowledge of God as revealed in his word is the knowledge to be given to our children. From the earliest dawn of reason, they should be made familiar with the name and the life of Jesus. Their first lesson should teach them that God is their Father. Their first training should be that of loving obedience. Reverently and tenderly, let the word of God be read and repeated to them in portions suited in their compassion, in their comprehension. I'm going to read that again. Reverently and tenderly,
Let the word of God be read and repeated to them in portions suited to their comprehension and adapted to awaken their interest. Bless God. And above all, let them learn of his love revealed in Christ and its great lesson. If God so love us, we ought also to what? Love one another. 1 John 4, verse 11. Let the youth make the word of God the food of mind and soul. Let the cross of Christ be made the science of all education, the center of all teaching and all study. Let it be brought into the daily experience in practical life. So will the Savior become to the youth a daily companion and friend. Every thought will be brought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. With the Apostle Paul, they will be able to say, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Galatians 6, verse 14. I am now going to go into, because I don't know if you realize that this was talking about the power of the will, being obedient, trusting God, right? Being in the word so that we can be fortified. And so that is going to segue me into mind cure, which is the power of the will. The power of the will is not valued as it should be. Do you know that the mind is fascinating? And if you tell yourself, I could do this, if you tell yourself, I don't feel the pain, like I do hydrotherapy. Hydrotherapy is a preventive cure for me. So I do hydrotherapy every morning, right? But initially it becomes so, it's cold, right? So you get the heat, then you get the cold, and you're like, oh, my goodness. But what I tell myself is that, one, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. Number two, right? That's number one. Number two is I also tell myself this is going to help you to heal. This is going to give you healing. This is going to protect you from all of the stuff that are going on around you. This is going to strengthen you. This is going to boost your immune system. So when I tell myself that, I'm going in there and I'm like, okay, it's cold, but Lord, I know that it is for the good. I know that it is going to help me. And then eventually, after I'm doing a couple rounds, it does not feel that badly. I'm not telling y'all to go and do it, right? You know, I'm not, I don't say, she said, oh, go and do it. No, you want to make sure that you're wise. The Bible said, be wise as a serpent, harmless like a dove. However, you can start small. I do a cycle of about, what, 7-8 rounds every morning, you know, but you don't have to do that. You can try 2 rounds. You know what I mean? Just try it at least once a week because that is going to boost your immune system, right? And so that's what I do. But I tell myself, my mind, I was like, you could do this. There are times where, you know, I need to finish something and I don't feel like doing it. It seems complicated to me. And I'm like, okay, God, I know through you can give me the strength to do it, right? I know that through you, God, I can do this, right? And so the power of the will is very fascinating where you can tell the mind, okay, I'm not feeling this pain right now. I'm not going to concentrate on the pain, right? I'm going to pray and I'm going to leave it to God and I'm going to pray for somebody else to take my mind off it, all right? It says the power of the will is not valued as it should be. Let the will be kept awake and rightly directed and it will impart energy to the whole being and will be a wonderful aid in the maintenance of health. It is a power also in dealing with disease, exercised in the right direction. It would control the imagination and be a potent means of resisting and overcoming disease of both mind and body. By the exercise of the willpower, placing themselves in right relation to life, patient can do much to cooperate with the physician efforts for their recovery. There are thousands who can recover health if they want. Oh, my goodness. If they will. There are thousands who can recover health if they will. I'm telling you, one of the best surgeons
He is one of the top surgeons in this area. You know, he works with the national, the baseball team. He was the one that I went to. And he said, oh, yeah, you got to get surgery or you will not get the healing that you desire. And let me tell you, I knew that God says, you know what, I wish above all things that I may prosper and be in good health. I knew what God's word had said to me, right? I said, God, you said that no weapon formed against me would prosper, God. You said that you will never allow the righteous to be forsaken or a seed begging for bread, God. And I kept being in the word and saying, God, this is what you told me. You know what I mean? I need to bring the gospel. I need to minister to those children. And with that, I gained healing. I'm walking without the brace now. I'm walking. When I went to the doctor for my follow-up, he looked like he saw a ghost. And he was like, you're walking. I said, God, God and God alone, it is because of God why I'm walking. He's giving me healing. And they still wanted to say, well, you still got to have to do the surgery. But I trust that God is going to bring me, put my body back together. Because I wasn't in a physical warfare. I knew I was in a spiritual warfare, so I can't fight the spiritual warfare. God has to fight it on my behalf. So it says there are thousands who can recover health if they will. You got to have that will, that mindset. You got to trust. Did I not start out earlier? You got to trust that God can do it. You got to have faith in God that he can do it. You got to obey what he has called you to do, and you got to forgive. It says the Lord does not want them to be sick. He desires them to be well and happy, and they should make up their minds to be well. Often invalids can resist disease simply by refusing to yield to ailments and settle down in a state of inactivity, rising above their aches and pain. I'm going to read that again. Often invalids can resist disease simply by refusing to yield to ailments and settle down in a state of inactivity. You know that when we're going through pain, the remedy is for us to walk, and many times we don't want to walk because we say that it's causing us pain, but the more we walk, the less painful it's going to be. Do you know that? The pain continues and get worse when we sit down and not move. It says, rising above their aches and pain, let them engage suited to their strength by such employment and the free use of air and sunlight. Those are the eight doctors that make house call. Many an emaciated invalid might recover health and strength. Bible principle of cure. For those who would regain or preserve health, there is a lesson in the words of Scripture. For those who would regain or preserve health, there is a lesson in the words of Scripture. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but filled with the Spirit. So gluttony is an issue. Ephesians 5, verse 18. Not through the excitement or oblivion produced by unnatural or unhelpful stimulants, not through indulgence of the lower appetites or passion, is to be found true healing or refreshment for the body or the soul. Among the sick are many who are without God and without hope. They suffer from ungratitude desires, disordered passion, and the condemnation of their own consequences. They are losing their hold upon this life, and they have no prospect for the life to come. Let not the attendants upon the sick hope to benefit these patients by granting them frivolous
exciting indulgences. These have been the curse of their life. The hungry, thirsting soul will continue to hunger and thirst so long as it seeks to find satisfaction here. Those who drink at the fountain of selfish pleasure are deceived. They mistake hilarity for strength, and when the excitement ceases, their inspiration ends. They are left to discontent and despondency. Abiding peace, true rest of spirit, has but one source of this that Christ spoke when he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, verse 28. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. John 14, verse 27. The peace is not something that he gives apart from himself. It is in Christ, and we can receive it only by receiving him. Christ is the wellspring of life, beloved. That which may need, that which many need is to have a clearer knowledge of him. They need to be patiently and kindly, yet earnestly taught how the whole being may be thrown open to the healing agency of heaven. When the sunlight of God's love illuminates the darkened chambers of the soul, restless weariness and dissatisfaction will cease, and satisfying joys will give vigor to the mind and health and energy to the body. Help in every trial. I'm just going to read two, just this little minute, and then I will close. We are in a world of suffering. Difficulty, trial, and sorrow await us all along the way to the heavenly home. But there are many who make life's burden doubly heavy by continually anticipating trouble. If they meet with adversity or disappointment, they think that everything is going to ruin, that theirs is the hardest lot of all, that they are surely coming to want. They bring wretchedness upon themselves and cast a shadow upon all around them. Life itself becomes a burden to them, but it need not be thus. It will cost a determined effort to change the current of their thoughts, but the change can be made. Their happiness, both for this life and for the life to come, depends upon their fixing their minds upon what? Cheerful things. Their happiness, both for this life and for the life to come, depends upon their fixing their minds upon cheerful things. Let them look away from the dark picture, which is imaginary, to the benefit which God has strewn in their pathway, and beyond these to the unseen eternal. For every trial, God has provided help. When Israel in the desert came to the bitter waters of Marah, Moses cried unto the Lord. The Lord did not provide some new remedy. He called attention to which was at hand. A shrub which he had created was to be cast into the fountain to make the water pure and sweet. When this was done, the people drank of the water and were refreshed. In every trial, if we seek him, Christ will give us help. Our eyes will be open to discern the healing promises recorded in his word. The Holy Spirit will teach us how to appropriate every blessing, and that will be an antidote to grief. For every bitter draught that is placed to our lips, we shall find a branch of healing. I'm going to end here, Sister Powell. I hope that you were blessed. Let me tell you, this word is so fitting and so pressing in my heart. I was in a lift today going from my job to my appointment, And I told the lady to make her right, to get her out of the traffic. And she was so upset. She kept going back and forth, and she was like, you know what? It's added 5 minutes to the ride, and I don't know why you told me that. And I just listened. I was on the phone with my daughter, and with a calm spirit, I prayed. My daughter was like, Mommy, what's going on? And I didn't even answer. And I prayed. And after I was done with that phone call, I said to this lady, how was your day, beloved? How are you doing? And I'm telling you, that changed the atmosphere. She was like, oh, my goodness, I was just so busy. I don't have enough time to do all the things that I do. I said, let me tell you something. God is the master of time. Amen? And if you ask him to allow us to be able to do the things that we're supposed to do according to what he has given us to do, we will be able to use our time wisely. It changed the situation, beloved. I could have been upset. I could have been annoyed because I'm like, you driving me. I'm paying you. What's the problem?
Amen.
But I didn't do any of that. I did not entertain any such energy, any such attitude that she was giving me. I prayed and I said, ma'am, how has your day been going so far? And it turned the situation around. So let us know that we are in this trial every single day. But when we know who God is, we will present God in every situation that we're in. Amen and amen. So, Sister Paul, you want me to go into prayer?
Yes, you can just go
amen.
Up in
All right,
prayer
I will go into prayer. Okay. All right. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the word. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have given us your B-I-B-L-E that gives us the true knowledge. It gives us the healing power. It gives us peace. It gives us comfort. We can find everything in your word. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that the word that was spoken, Lord, that it will agitate our hearts, Lord. We will surrender. We will look within ourselves, see where we have not forgiven, to see where we have not been obedient, to see where we have not trust you, to see where our faith is lacking, God, and ask you, Lord, to fill us with your Holy Spirit as you empty us of ourselves. We ask as we depart tonight, you will not depart from us, but you will be with us, Heavenly Father, so that we will start anew tomorrow to show the character to everyone that we come in contact with, to trust you, to check our appetite, to be temperate in all things, to forgive, to be kind. See where we have erred and short, come up short, and to ask you for forgiveness. We bless your name, give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you so much for all that you have done, for all that you have given us, and we pray that you will give us the spirit of obedience, the spirit of trust and faith in you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. My dear beloved, I know I've been fed, right, with new bread from heaven, because from when you heard about God's word, we know that it is new every moment. So I do hope that everyone enjoy the message and asking you please to go back, study God's word. We have a book here with everything. The ministry of healing, God's word, mind cure, you know, and we must be careful of what we put in our mind. So we just want to thank you for that presentation, and my dear beloved, they give us a little time over. We are inviting our brothers and sisters tomorrow at the last day. Tomorrow is Sabbath, right? No, it's ironic. Yes, tomorrow is Sabbath, right? The Sabbath message, we ask you to invite someone. We have a full house tonight, and we are thankful for our brothers and sisters. So we're going to close off with asking God to help us that we have a good night's sleep tonight. So we will be closing off with this song. And it's an instrument song, Cover Lord with His Life. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.